I maybe had a little follow-up question to something you were saying earlier. Just because when you were talking about the breath and the chi and the energy moving out, I just wanted to maybe clarify something there.
Sure.
So sort of, I guess two things, and do with them what you will. But I was wondering if when you were saying that you focus on the chi and that sort of energy feeling coming out, is that something that you feel like you're focusing on? Is it something that you're making happen? Is it something?
Yeah. So wherever your vision goes, your chi goes. So if you look past the wall, your chi will want to go there.
Yeah.
If you deliver it. If you look internal, which is the qigong, so your internal vision is, can you focus on the sensations in your wrist? So I'm just going to ask you to do this now. So you can just close your eyes and focus the sensations on your wrist. And it may take you a few seconds, but as long as you keep noticing, then all of a sudden, oh, geez, there they are. And if you kept doing that with mindful breathing, a full breath in, a full breath out with a relaxing muscle tone, and did that a few more times, you're going to notice those sensations are going to intensify. Number one, because your sensitivity is improving, so your phenomenal experience of it is like, oh, this is getting stronger. And then also because you're breathing deeper and releasing tension, you're actually building more chi. Because you're being focused to your wrist, because that's where your awareness is going. Your mindfulness is going there, so the energy goes there. So when you work it here first, then you can work it out here to an opponent or whatever else, right? Okay. Does that answer your question?
So it's a bit of both. You're focusing on, you're becoming more aware of what's happening, but you're also able to free up blockages and help it move in certain ways. Okay. So relatedly, in the second part and the third part where we're throwing energy. And again, answer this or don't, whatever you, are we throwing, would you say you're throwing energy outside of your body?
Or is you're releasing it.
Yeah.
You're releasing it. And you can play, you can, I mean, that's what I say, use it. Play it, I'm just going to release it to my fingertips.
Yeah.
Or this time I'm going to release it to the wall. Right? So that means your eyes are going to look at the wall while your hands go there. And I don't know if you've done these drills, but you have done these drills, whether you've been there or not. I mean, I can get you to step in and hit one of the bags for the pads.
Yeah.
And when I have you look at the pad, that's where the energy stops.
Yeah.
When I have you looking on the other side of the guy's skull is holding the pad and you just release, you notice you move that person much more.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? It's just you're aiming the sight. Mm. So the energy will go, or try to go, or go as much as it can go to that place that you've targeted. Right? Now, does that mean you're going to be able to punch through a steel wall? Well, probably not. I don't know. I mean, that's maybe with 1,000 lifetimes of practice, you can get to that level. But certainly, you know, if you want to hit harder, you know, if you look at the surface of someone's skin, it's not as going to be a heavy hit as if, you know, your eyes are sort of looking on the outside of the back of their skull. You know, as I'm doing to you now, like, you're there, but like right now I'm looking at the surface of your lips.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm on the other side of your skull. I don't know if you can tell the difference in my eyes. Like, now I'm on the other side. Now I'm not right at your lips. Now I'm on the other side. It's like you're inconsequential, right? Like you're just in the way of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, talking about yi, which is the internal part of the six element theory, the six elements, right?
Mm-hmm.
The wrist and ankle, elbow and knee, shoulder and hip. And we have the jing, the intention, and the energy. So the qi, the yi, and the jing. So those are the three internal elements, and then the external ones are matching, wrist with ankle, elbow with knee, hip with shoulder as we move. So anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Great, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, that's great.